On November 28th, I got an email from my good friend Allison Clark, who had just looked out at her feeders to discover a gorgeous male varied thrush. These birds, which look like bright, gaudy robins, are typically found along the Pacific slope, but every fall and winter, individuals wander eastward, and at least a handful turn up every year in Wisconsin and Minnesota. And invariably, they turn up at feeders, usually in neighborhoods with a lot of conifers. I don't think varied thrushes actually spend much time in bird feeders. Every time I've seen them in the Midwest, they've been eating where seed is spilled on the ground. But they certainly do seem to recognize feeding stations. They also feed on flowering crabs and other fruit. I was traveling on Wednesday, so couldn't just hop in my car to see Allison's bird, but it was wonderfully cooperative, still hanging around when I got back, so I went to see it on December 2nd, and it took my breath away. I've seen dozens of varied thrushes in my life, including one in my own backyard, and lots in Washington and Alaska, but this was certainly one of the most vividly colored, and it was also less skulky than most of the ones I've seen. So I spent a lot of time watching it and took a bunch of photos, which are on my webpage. Varied thrushes are considered regular vagrants, and they've been seen in every state of the continental U.S. with only four exceptions: Arkansas, Mississippi, Alabama, and South Carolina. There are many more eastern records of them in recent years than during the time before the 1980s or so. This may possibly be due to more birds wandering, but is much more likely due to an increase in the number of birders searching for them and to birders having more opportunities to report their sightings. Beautiful as they are, varied thrushes are at least as lovely a feast for the ears as for the eyes. Their song is a haunting, mellow, mournful harmonic whistle, described as eerie and penetrating on the Birds of North America species account. The sound really does penetrate. When Russ and I took a cruise on a small ship in Alaska's Inside Passage, I woke to the sound every morning, which penetrated the thickest fog, even when the shore was very far away. It made the mornings ethereally lovely, and just hearing recordings brings that lovely experience back. Sadly, varied thrushes tend to be silent all winter, so we Midwesterners don't get to hear their songs unless we take a trip far, far west in spring or summer. But even when silent, that lovely plumage still fills our eyes with pleasure, and the mystery of such a beautiful bird that wanders so erratically and so far from its Pacific slope range fills our minds and our hearts with wonder and gratitude. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.